79%. That's the share of Americans who, according to a new Reuters or Ipsos poll, believe the U.S.-Iran conflict is going to drag on for a long time. Not weeks, not months, a prolonged, grinding confrontation. And that's the public reading the situation from the outside. Inside the Pentagon, inside the markets, inside the halls of Congress, the calculus is even grimmer. Welcome to Intellijix for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, that number is striking because it's not a partisan split. It's a broad cross-section of the American public processing what they're watching unfold. A ceasefire that collapsed, 140 Iranian targets struck by U.S. forces, Trump claiming Supreme Leader Khamenei is, quote, 90% gone, and now warnings about Iranian drones reportedly spotted in Cuba. This story has layers we're going to spend a lot of time on today.
We absolutely are. And beyond the Iran conflict, we have a full slate. Markets are bracing for a CPI inflation report today, while simultaneously dealing with the geopolitical risk premium. S&P futures sitting around 7,558 this morning, with real volatility underneath. We'll cover Kevin Warsh's Fed testimony, the 30-year Treasury yield punching above 5%, and what Goldman Sachs is calling brutal conditions in the AI bond market.
On the technology front, Satya Nadella dropped a characteristically pointed critique, calling AI labs hypocritical for opposing model distillation after training on public data themselves. That connects to a broader conversation about the AI industry's competitive dynamics, including Anthropic and OpenAI both loosening restrictions on their top models, and Naus Research's Hermes Agent platform nearing a $1.5 billion valuation. We'll also cover xAI's Grok Build CLI, which was caught uploading full code repositories and secrets to the cloud, a security story with real implications for developers.
Domestically, the political picture is turbulent. Trump is scheduled to deliver a primetime address Thursday night, where he's expected to present what he's calling declassified intelligence about foreign interference in the 2020 election. That follows the gutting of the Election Assistance Commission and DOJ threats against state officials over voter rolls. We'll cover that alongside the House unanimously banning foreign money in ballot measures, dark money flooding the Minnesota Senate primary, and the DSA leadership's narrow decision to block a member vote on a 2028 presidential endorsement.
We're also tracking the ICE killing in Maine, a 26-year-old Colombian man shot dead who was not, according to Senator Angus King, the intended target of the warrant. That story sits alongside Trump's cuts to two Utah national monuments by roughly 90%, and a study finding that $1.7 billion in National Guard deployments produced no measurable reduction in crime.
On the science and space side, we have genuinely exciting news. The FAA has cleared SpaceX Starship for Flight 13 after completing its mishap investigation. Hubble has detected the first stellar mass black hole inside Omega Centauri, and astronomers have identified the first true sugar in interstellar space, erythrolose, found in a molecular cloud near the Milky Way's center. And NYU researchers appear to have finally cracked the Feynman sprinkler problem, which has been open for decades.
Plus, we'll get into Apple surging $600 billion in market cap as investors rotate out of semiconductor stocks, NVIDIA's valuation hitting a multi-year low despite record revenue, the Saudi-UAE rift forcing Wall Street banks to pick sides in a $3 trillion regional rivalry, and a Cyclospora parasitic outbreak that has now surpassed 3,000 cases, with lettuce identified as the likely source. That's a lot of ground. Let's get into it.